Good morning, everyone. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I thought I would have a conversation with you guys on a more serious note. I know that I've been feeling a little bit down lately because for those of us that are into sports, that love sports, you know, all the postponing of different various sports has made it pretty difficult for me to know what to do with myself. Obviously, the sport that we talk about the most here is the NHL, and usually every night you go home, you have a hockey game to watch. You know, I usually don't know what to do with myself when there isn't any kind of sports to watch. You know, I am trying to keep myself calm and understand that this coronavirus is something that's happening in the world, and that it's something that will pass in time. But when we have something scary like this going on, don't we miss having the little things? For me, sports was always one of those things that could be an awesome go-to, you know? When things were tough in the world, you had something to watch, something to enjoy, something to get your mind off the chaos. And that's what sports has always done for me, especially when it comes to hockey. You know, I love the passionate fans and the play-by-play announcing and everything that comes with it. And the fact that when the Stanley Cup playoffs comes around the corner, you're excited because it's a 16-game grueling tournament. And on the other side, it's March Madness. No March Madness this year. You know, many of us, I know I don't watch college basketball all year round, but it's one of those things that you get with your buddies together at work, you do a bracket, you go out and say who you think is going to win, you talk about the games. And right now, that's what's difficult. You go to work, for me, I have friends that we talk sports, and there's nothing to talk about. You know, I'm trying to keep things light and fluffy in the world. And now we are put in a position where there's a lot of negativity going on. And I admit that it is a little scary. In the same instance, trying to keep facts in front of me instead of putting a lot of speculation out there. So today's podcast is more about, as sports fans, what do we do? You know, for me, it's one of those things that I get to do on a regular basis that's taken away from me. A little bit of my routine is not here at the moment. So it's kind of made it hard to get back into life on a regular basis. I'm sure that there are many of you out there that are just as much as I am passionate about sports. Hockey, baseball, basketball, any of those sports in general. In fact, a lot of them are being postponed before they even start right now. So, as we're all thinking about it today, as we wake up on our Sunday morning and think about what we're going to do today, and for those that are religious that go to church and stuff, half the churches are doing video services today. You know, this is probably a very surreal thing. Anyway, I thought I would just come out and talk about how sports is affecting our lives today. That's kind of the topic that I've come up with. And normally this is all about hockey, but today was more about the way it affects our lives. And I'm wondering if other people are feeling the same way today. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm really not sure what to say about hockey anymore. I think I may have to change sports for just a minute because it feels like the only sport we're talking about is NFL football, and it seems like we're getting the free agency talks more involved than anything. Who's going to where, And as a Cowboys fan, I'm pretty excited about Clinton Dix coming to our team because we do need a legitimate safety in our secondary. So today's topic is about football just because there is no new hockey news. Obviously, we're still postponed and we haven't heard anything yet. So I guess today is Jeff and the free agency minute. Gonna have to change it up a bit. I will be doing more of these to keep myself sane because they just put me on furlough at work. I don't know how long that's going to last. So until work comes back, hopefully this will keep me from going insane. I'm sitting at home right now by myself, and for a lot of us that are going through the same thing, it's easy to get a little nutty. So obviously the biggest news in free agency was the Tom Brady to Tampa Bay. He hasn't signed the contract yet though, so I'm curious how much drama is going to be behind that. But the biggest news in Dallas is Clinton Aha Dix is going to be a part of the Dallas Cowboys. So what's next? We've let some other people go away in free agency. Maybe that's to save money to give the big contract to Dak Prescott. There's a lot of questions coming from that. So anyway, today is more about football. As I continue to think things through, I'll come up with more exciting topics, I hope. And as we keep going, we will be watching to see what happens with hockey. Hopefully we'll get it back soon. And until then, this today is the free agency minute versus the Dallas Stars hockey minute. So today's a different day. Thanks for being patient with me.